Some days the loneliness overwhelmed her so much she wished the ground would open up and swallow her. Then, at least, she could be with Jeremiah again. "Why did you leave me? I'm sorry, dear. Did you say something?" Virginia looked at her quizzically. "No," Lizzie shook her head. "I was just mumbling to myself." "I can tell you're nervous about meeting your young man." Virginia smiled knowingly, yet Lizzie knew the woman had no idea of the turmoil running through her. "Make sure you inquire in the depot or the mercantile, and I'm sure someone can help you to locate your lawman. No doubt he's on duty keeping the town safe." She smiled. "My daughter Cecilia said the lawmen in this town do a wonderful job in upholding the law." "That is good to know. Thank you again." Wanting to end their conversation before Virginia got carried away again, Lizzie walked toward their luggage and retrieved her floral valise, along with the leather trunk that had belonged to her husband. She couldn't bring herself to part with his few belongings. Sometimes at night she pulled out one of his shirts and inhaled the fragrance, laying her head against the fabric, just to feel close to him again. Her favorite smell was when Jeremiah smelled woodsy from a fire burning, oak or pine. Lizzie instinctively inhaled deep, to no avail, her memories of the scene long since faded. She didn't have any clothes that smelled like her husband in winter, since it was summer. The thought of never smelling that scent again saddened her. Coming to America was supposed to be an exciting adventure for them. Instead, it turned out to be a nightmare for her, one she desperately wished she could wake up from. It was Jeremiah's dream to make a way in the new country, a land of prosperity, as he called it. Since he didn't live long enough to even stand on this country's soil, Lizzie planned to fulfill their dream, and one day, when she got to heaven, they could exchange stories about the adventures they both had encountered during their time apart. Lizzie spotted the sign for the jail. Taking a deep breath, she squared her shoulders and headed across the street. She was a survivor, a strong woman, as her husband had told her on numerous occasions. He'd also told her she was stubborn. Today she had to agree. She was too stubborn to give up. No matter how much she detested the thought of marrying another man, she'd do it, and she'd be the best helpmate that she could be for him, in exchange for him providing for her needs. The bell above the door rang when she entered. A lean man with blonde hair looked up. He didn't fit the description of the man who had placed the ad for a mail-order wife. "Excuse me," she moistened her lips. Slightly embarrassed, she swallowed hard, trying to rummage the strength to continue. "Do you know where I might find the marshal?" He chuckled. "Sure you don't mean Marshall? Lots of people get his name confused, especially since he's the sheriff." "Oh," she blinked, looked away, and then back at him. "He always signed his letters with an extra L. I thought perhaps it was just a misspelling." Her cheeks warmed. "He said he was a lawman. I assumed that was his position." "That's all right, ma'am." He smiled and stood, coming around his desk to greet her. "Why don't you set your luggage down and have a seat?" She set them against the wall near the door so that they would be out of the way. He pulled up a chair for her to sit, facing his desk. Then he went back and took a seat. "I'm Deputy Chase. Perhaps I can help you since Marshall is out of town right now." Lizzie sat down, feeling as if her heart had plummeted with her body. "When will he be back?" Deputy Chase shrugged. "Don't know. Could be a couple weeks." "What?" Had she heard him right? "Where am I supposed to stay in the meantime?"
"You could always stay at the inn," Deputy Chase said. "You look a bit flushed. Are you sure I can't help you?"
"Perhaps if you told me what the problem is." "He's my fiancé." Her voice sounded flat and lifeless, much like she felt inside. Marshall was her last hope.
"He's your what?"
Deputy Chase blinked several times, leaning his forearms against his desk.
"You must be confused.
We're supposed to get married." Lizzie pulled out the stack of letters from her drawstring purse. "He sent me these letters. I was hoping to stay at his place upon my arrival."
"May I?"
Deputy Chase reached across the desk and took the correspondence from her. He opened up a couple of the letters, shaking his head as he read.
"I don't know what to say,"